This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Asian giant hornet may be on its way to establishing itself in Washington as the state begins setting traps for them in Whatcom County. Bear entomologist Dick Rogers says the four hornets found so far could be just the beginning.
This time of year, the only hornets that could potentially be around are the queens. So the numbers will be really, really low. Once the queen establishes a nest and produces brood and they start to emerge, that will be late July before you get the first worker hornets.
So Rogers says if they're here, we won't really see them for a while.
And then it will be late summer, early fall before the numbers peak. So that is when we're expecting to be able to detect the presence of the hornet. It would be late summer and early fall.
And for now, Roger says there's no reason for overreaction.
My neighbor was looking at her flower garden saying, I'm going to pull all these out because it's attracting honeybees and the hornet is going to come to my yard. So I need to get rid of the flowers to keep the honeybees away. So.
Wow.
You know, that's an overreaction. And so that's the kind of thing we don't want to create so much hype that people are acting irrationally.
And besides their impressive size, Rogers says,
it's a beautiful insect too, actually. Yeah. To an entomologist, it's beautiful.
To learn more, go to the Asian Giant Hornet Watch Facebook page or the Washington State Department of Agriculture website.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.